And I am known. I look down on people. I didn't give them the time of day. I couldn't be kind. I couldn't give a person the time of day because they were beneath me. But the thing about it is God is a great leveler of all things. It's called the judgment. And it's coming.
Hallelujah.
Judgment is coming.
Yes, it is.
People don't preach that no more. Is that right, Pastor? Amen. You don't hear that no more. People want a feel-good gospel. They want something that makes them excited, something that tickles the ears and makes you all glad and happy.
Jesus.
If that was the case, then Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, when he preached the gospel, he wouldn't have been scourged. He wouldn't have been kicked out of temples. He wouldn't have been hated. If Jesus preached the feel-good gospel, I don't think any of us would be here today. Because there'd be no church to stand on. There'd be no foundation. Amen. You can turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 91st division of Psalms.
Praise God.
It's a familiar scripture to a lot of people.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not, maybe I should ask, how many of us are familiar with word games like Wordle and stuff like that? Pretty, be honest. Nothing wrong with it.
What?
Nobody does word games. Scrabble. Crosswords. Come on. Be honest. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not gonna turn the tables on you like Pastor, have you raise your hand and make you feel embarrassed. I'm not gonna do that. At least not this time. Nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to keep in mind is that we're gonna go to the Psalms, the 91st chapter, and we're gonna read it in its entirety. Because we live in a time where people need to feel safe. We live in a time where people are talking about security. But we're gonna look at what exactly is safe and what exactly is security. You mind if we spend a little bit of time there?
Safe in Jesus.
Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Everybody's kind of quiet, I don't know.
Hey, stop.
Maybe it's a little too warm in here. We gotta turn down the heat a little bit. What do you think? Because it's known back that, you know, when people pay more attention when the weather's a little bit cooler. No, we don't want to do that. Okay. The Simba said, no, we don't want to do that. I don't know. Psalms, the 91st chapter. Okay. Reads as follows. Read from the King James Version.
Amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear up thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, in other words, the snake. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name.
Hallelujah.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
And just for a thought, it's not really even a subject, but just for a thought, when we talked about safety and security, I want you to dwell on I'm going to ask the question. We know that God can make us feel safe, right?
Yes.
So I'll ask you a question. Can Satan make you feel safe?
Yes.
Well, I heard yeses and noes.
Yes.
Can Satan make you feel safe?
This
is the question.
False. Illusion.
I mentioned before about some word games because we're going to look at the word safe itself. The people who are not of Christ, they dwell in certain areas and certain attitudes that people have when people want to feel safe. And they're not a part of the kingdom of God. They don't call themselves Christians. But it says, I want to feel safe. That's all those people are roaming the streets. And, you know, I'm afraid to go outside. And, you know, they're robbing stuff out of the stores and, you know, punching people in the side of the head and the subways and attacking people randomly. You can't be nice to people anymore because they get belligerent and they will stab you.
Yes.
Transit worker, I think it was yesterday, worked in the transit. Only thing she did was just try to wake up a man that was sleeping under a bench in one of the stations. I think it was down in Wall Street. I'm not sure what station it was, but he was sleeping on the bench. She just wanted him to move along. Never touched him. Never touched him. This is daylight. It's not like 4:30 in the morning. A lot of people out there in the subway. He woke up, got belligerent, started pushing and pounding on the lady as the subway train was coming into the station. It's all on camera. Busy fighting her, beating on her, across the subway, you know, the other commuters, they saw what was going on. And they jumped in and they pulled her off of him. Not before he got her some licks and bruised her eye and her shoulder and everything like that. But it's just the idea that you can't even talk to anybody. You can't tell somebody to do the right thing. You can't tell people anything. Think about that the next time somebody's blaring one of these Bluetooth boom boxes down the street, making all kinds of noise. And sometimes you just want to tell them, I wish they would shut that thing off. And sometimes people get so arrogant, it's like they will take what they have and they'll beat you with it.
Yes.
Because that's the world that we live in. People who feel safe in the dimension of Satan, if you look at the letter S, they're selfish, and they're sinful. It's all about them. I need to feel safe. It's a false sense of security. Yeah. Oh, you can be safe by going into the club. You can be safe by checking your drink, making sure they don't put fentanyl in your drink. Safety in numbers. Don't go out alone into the club. Don't go out at night unless you got two or three people. We have selfish desires and we want to do what we want to do on our own terms. But that's not really safety because God wouldn't have you in that environment in the first place. The letter A is safe. People who feel safe, they want to be cloistered. They want to be by themselves. They want to be alone. A lot of times they're arrogant. And a word that keeps popping up a lot, everybody's got anxiety. hear a lot of that today. My anxiety, you personalizing the things that should not be in your life. I'm anxious. The word says, be anxious for nothing. The letter F. You feel safe because you want to feel safe because you're fearful. I chose another word also for the letter F, as in fatherless. I chose that word as a father because it's responsibility of the fathers to provide safety for their family. And when you don't have the father in the vicinity, it just opens up a whole lot of things that don't need to be opened up. I'll leave it at that. You know, for all the people out there and the parents that are raising children without the benefit of a father, you know, you gotta step into the role. And you gotta overcome that fear, because it's like the world's out to get you. They see somebody alone. They see our women without a man, and it's like they say you're an easy target. Mm-hmm. They try to make you fearful. They try to make you afraid that you can't do nothing by yourself. But God will put somebody in your life, and God is the father of all things. God can supply all your needs.
Yes, Lord.
The letter E can say, make you feel safe. Well, you know what? Those that feel like they're safe, and they're walled up towers, and they got like three different alarm companies on their house. Nothing wrong with alarm systems, so don't get me wrong. But they got not one, but three. And they got deadbolts. And they got the chains. And they got the dogs. I'm thinking of a particular breed. No, it's one of them, a pit bull. One looks like a pit bull. I think it's called a pit carina or something like that. It's got a big head. It's a gigantic head. It looks like a pit bull. It's a huge. No, it's not a Rottweiler. I think somebody called it a pit carina, but it's a beautiful dog, by the way. But the thing about it is that if you walk around, when they feel safe, he says, look at what I got. These guys walking around with all these chains flashing in public. All this ego. Oh, I got my bodyguards. I got my boys. I got my girls. Oh yeah, got my girls. They had it in the newspaper, there's a gang of girls going around beating up people somewhere down in Manhattan and Queens. All female, they look like they're teenagers. And they're going around smacking people. And they ain't picking on women, they picking on men too.
Shoot.
8, 10, 12 of them. Running around in packs. Thinking that nobody can touch me. Another thing with letter E, where people live in, when they Satan fix them feel safe. And when things go wrong, this latest thing that people also, they blame things on everybody else. Everybody else. If I'm not safe, it's your fault. It's your fault. Well, never mind that you shouldn't have went to the club and you walk by all these people that were hanging out by the door and you figure, oh, they ain't gonna bother me. But you blame everything on everybody else. What did you do? Personal accountability is highly overrated, and it needs to be done more, and we have to look at ourselves and what can we do? But people are in a false sense of security, a false sense of safety, because they don't know God in their life. But when you seek safety, or being safe, according to God's law, according to His word, instead of selfish and sinful, you can be selfless. In other words, it's not about me. You can achieve satisfaction, not always wanting for something. You know what? I have enough. I don't need to pursue a whole lot more. Because if I do, there might be trouble trying to get things that I don't deserve. Being selfish and being satisfied. When you're God's will, letter A might apply as the angels that follow us. God does work, but you know the angels are the ones that might be the ones that move things out of the way, that are unseen, they're among us.
Yes, yes.
But they're unseen. It might be an angel that whispers in your ear, you need to take another way home.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, whatever you want, whatever you want to call him. You need to be also appreciative, saying, thank you. Something that seems to be missing in our vocabulary today. We're not appreciative of things. Somebody give you something small, they say, thank you. Nobody has to give you $1 million for you to say thank you. What you thought about me? Thank you.
Amen.
Tells this Pearson all the time, she gives me peppermints every time I come in the door. Because she found out I don't like peppermints. I don't want anybody else to give me peppermints, because she found out I don't like them, and I have enough. I always thank her, you know, for thinking about me. You know, just peppermints, little things.
Yes.
The letter F, for faith. When you have faith, you have that peaceful assurance that no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Nothing. We just finished reading Psalms 91.
Amen.
And Satan will try to turn it on to you because a portion of Psalm 91, when Satan tempted Jesus, he quoted a portion of Psalm 91 and says, throw yourself down from this mountain, because isn't it written that he will give his angels charge concerning you, lest you dash your foot against the stone? But see, Jesus in the personage of God on earth, he knows Satan's future, and that's the other F. We're not concerned about the present, we're concerned about the future. We're concerned about our immortal soul. We're concerned about the fate of others. Because at the end of the day, my faith in God is going to determine my future.
Hallelujah.
And lastly, the letter E. When you're safe, you are concerned with the things that are everlasting and eternal. You're not concerned about the feel-good now. You're not concerned about what you might be going through in the here and now. Because this body is temporary. We're not going to live forever.
Sure.
But those on the other side of the coin who feel safe in Satan's kingdom, their ego won't let them say anything other than, I got to do everything I can. I feel safe. I don't need nobody else. I've acquired everything I need. I got this. I got that. I got money in the bank.
Huh.
I got cars. I got jewels.
You need Jesus.
Got my boyfriend, my girlfriend.
You need Jesus. Lord, thank you.
Got the respect of people in the neighborhood. I'm a star. I'm on TV. About to sign a multi-million-dollar contract with my company. About to unveil a new perfume line. About to come out with a new line of sneakers. Some of y'all have heard about that today, right? Somebody putting out a new line of sneakers.
Yes, yes.
It's like, you got to be kidding me, but every penny of that, and I'll say that publicly, every penny of that is going not to where it's supposed to be. And I wouldn't wash some sneakers if I were you, because they probably fall off the first time they get wet. Anywhere between $199 and $399 for a pair of sneakers. People say that's crazy. But people walk around They don't have, they barely have a place to live. But between the jewelry on their neck, between the sneakers on their feet,
Lord have mercy.
Between the pants and the shirt, wearing a couple of $1,000 worth of stuff. And I'm not even talking about the ones that come that go out to the clubs, because they wear like $5,000 to $10,000 of jewelry if you, unless it's fake, I don't know. I'm not gonna judge.
They don't want to wear no fake.
But the thing about it is that that's here and now. Everything in this world is gonna pass away.
Amen.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
All this gold, all this money, all these cars, your home, people, loved ones, it's all gonna pass away. All of it. We should be concerned about being safe in God, because the world is trying to find safety, and I'm closing up. The world is trying to find safety in the here and now. Oh, if I just do this, if I can acquire just a little bit more, maybe if I invest in Bitcoin or in the stock market. That's all, everybody makes money in the stock market, right? Well, there are people, if you read the news, the financial news, as quick as you make it, it's gone. All these currency exchanges going out of business almost overnight. Getting hacked. And even the less sophisticated, there's always somebody after your safety and your security, because people are saving the money. It happens. This happens at least once every other day. I'm reading about where people save up tens of thousands of dollars in their bank accounts. They get a phone call from their bank's fraud detection department, and the phone number on the all matches was on the back of your credit card. So you figure it's got to be them. They'll tell you, we detected some fraud activity on your account, and somebody's trying to charge $4,000 on your credit card. You know you got like 10,000 savings. Oh, no, 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 they ain't getting all that money. What can I do? Says, so we can go to that. That's okay, we got you, we got you, we got you. We already put a block in it, so your money's safe. But here's what we recommend. What we can do right now is open up a new account for you.
Yes.
They will transfer all your funds into the new account, because somebody, some unscrupulous actor, has your banking information. That's what they tell you on the phone. And then as soon as you give them the numbers to your bank account, that money goes somewhere and it's gone.
Yes, say so.
Banks are now at the point where they're telling people, well, we keep telling you, don't fall for it, because we're not going to ask you for your personal information.
Yes.
We're not going to validate, ask you to read your numbers on your credit card and all that kind of stuff. Just issue you a 3-digit code on the back of your credit card, just do. Because they only got the front and the back, but they didn't get the PIN on. No, they got the front. They got the account number and the expiration date, because somebody took a photo of it, or some ATM machine had a little camera hidden inside it, tried to steal your money. People will follow you, because there's plenty of things. They follow you in stolen cars. They keep arresting teenagers in stolen cars, because they don't want to be caught. They're trying to hide their tracks. All these things are making us feel less safe, because people feel violated. They feel that, Lord, what can I do? You know what? Read Psalm 91.
Hallelujah.
You abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Almighty. Thank God. Thank God.
Think about the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness.
Yes.
When they were 400 years in captivity. Even though they were oppressed. When the 10 plagues came, nothing happened in the land of Goshen. Nothing happened. In the land of Egypt, and Goshen was considered a ghetto, that was the slave quarters. But just imagine for a minute that The people who feel safe that when the final day of judgment comes, when God decides to destroy the works of man, I'm not saying I'm not nobody's prophet, but if God decides to destroy the works of man, I prefer to think that, okay, New York City's been called the Sodom and Gomorrah. But just like God reached in and pulled out a remnant and said, you know what, this is what's coming. We'll pull you out. These people think they're safe, but you can't run from a fireball. You think you're safe, but you can't run from an earthquake.
But you can't.
You think you're safe, but you can't run from a meteorite strike. Mm-hmm. You think you're safe, but you can't run from one of our foreign neighbors, not neighbors, adversaries, detonating a dirty bomb in the city of New York. Nobody wants to talk about this. Yes. Scary stuff, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't
wake it scary up, stuff? Wake them up. Yes,
it's scary.
Yes.
But then there's being scared. It's two different things. You can go into a haunted house that's supposed to be scary, but then they look so ridiculous with the figures, you'd be laughing at them. It's like, oh man, that ain't nothing. Is that supposed to be scary? But you're not scared. You don't live in fear. Because we have safety and assurance of the promise that was offered up to us in the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary's cross for the remission of sins. Because without that, no flesh should be saved. We have no hope. We should have hope in none other than Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. And in him, and him alone, can we find safety. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Words. I hope you were writing down some of the words.
Yes.
You know, because you're going to forget them. If you don't write them down, you will forget. The devil will take it right out of your mind. What? Word? A whole lot of words that you can apply to yourself, right?